It's me again, Hank the Cow Dog. Why would anyone send the head of ranch security to obedience school? It beats me. And let me go on the record as saying that it was one of the dumbest decisions ever made on this ranch. On any ranch. In the whole world. Just think about it. After a dog has climbed the ladder of success and achieved the position of head of ranch security, does he need to go back to doggy kindergarten? No, sir. He needs to be turned loose and left alone so that he can hunt down the various monsters, spies, enemy agents, and criminal villains who lurk in the darkness and plot evil schemes against the ranch. Oh, and he needs to be working day and night to humble the local cat. That's a huge point right there. If the head of ranch security isn't around to humble the cats, who's going to do it? Nobody. And then you know what happens? The cats try to take over the ranch and run the whole show. And before you know it, the place has gone straight to pot. You know who needs to go to obedience school? Cats. They never take orders. And if you don't believe me, just hunt up the nearest cat and tell him to sit down. Huh. He'll give you one of those arrogant smirks and walk away with his tail stuck straight up in the air. That's a cat for you, arrogant and selfish to the bitter end. But does anyone ever talk about sending cats to obedience school? Sorry for the outburst, but this thing really has me worked up. Actually, you're not supposed to know about the obedience school yet. It comes later in the story. See, every story is composed of two parts, the first part and the second part. If you knew what was coming in the second part, you might not listen to the first part, and that wouldn't be good. First parts should always come first, and second parts should always... Maybe this is obvious, so let's move on. It began, as I recall, on a normal average day on the ranch. Wait, it wasn't exactly a normal day. It was a roundup and branding day in the spring of the year, which means that it wasn't normal at all. It was one of the biggest work days of the year. Yes, it's all coming back to me now. I knew something was cooking when, at first light, I heard the sounds of unauthorized vehicles approaching ranch headquarters.